Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to show 276 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today, we are going to talk about job applications in different cultures. Most countries have their own work cultures. You can sometimes tell from the layout of office spaces, behavior in the workplace, and even the application processes may differ. How can the application process for jobs be different in different cultures when the final aim, to get the best person for the job, seems to be the same everywhere? From our guests, we will learn that people in some countries hold back from mentioning private things during job interviews, and in others, a difference as small as a different handshake or a way of greeting your potential boss when you arrive for the job interview might make a difference. Let's listen to a short preview of what we will hear from our guests today. In our first story, Absolutely Honest, Megan from Canada talks about why in the past she kept some things about her private life hidden during job interviews and how she has just had her first experience of mentioning her daughter in this situation.
In my private sphere about things that were happening in my life, including having a child. And this was the first time I think I've ever mentioned that I am a mother. And so that I would be coming with a child. And that also added a different layer, I guess, to applying for the position.
In our second category, Absolutely Prepared, we hear from Yarub, a student from Jordan, who explains how his university helped prepare him specifically for the German job market.
How do you actually answer certain key questions when it comes to weaknesses and strengths? The question is very strategic in a way. They explain how you can actually bring up always your positive side, and that's what Germans want. It's generally.
In our last story, Absolutely Curious, Ashlyn shares with us that at some job interviews in India, you should be ready for some very personal questions, even about your religion or caste.
Unnecessary questions. They'll also ask about family, and I don't think that is very much necessary for a job interview. Sometimes they even ask religion, caste, everything. And also
Let us begin the show. In our first category, Absolutely Honest, we listen to Megan, who is talking to Lars. In her home country, Canada, as a young mother, Megan never really felt comfortable enough to mention her little daughter in job interviews. However, Megan had a new and different experience when she was talking to her future supervisor at a partner university in Germany, who made her so comfortable that they ended up discussing short-term childcare opportunities for her 8 weeks stay.
Interviews, I guess, in Canada, then for the most part, we don't tend to talk about our private lives. So that would be in terms of your marital status, relationships, sexual orientation, if you have kids. So that's something that's sort of more of a taboo topic in job interviews. So generally in Canada, then it's not something that's mentioned. In Canada, that you don't ask a woman between certain ages if they have children, because that if they don't get the job, then it looks like their priorities are elsewhere. So that is considered to be a no-go in terms of HR.
This is kind of special in Canada. So did you ever have international interviews where you recognized, okay, that's pretty different?
So my home university is Trent University in Canada, I applied then to our partner university here in Germany, and I had a open and candid interview, which is something that I felt very comfortable speaking about my private life and my private sphere about things that were happening in my life, including having a child. And this was the first time I think I've ever mentioned that I am a mother, and so that I would be coming with a child, and that also added a different layer, I guess, to applying for the position, and also, am I able to come? Am I able to get childcare? So that was very different that I found was in a German environment as opposed to what I've had previously in Canada.
So how did you feel when mentioning that? Did you feel strange or anything?
You know what? To be perfectly honest, I didn't. And this was the first time because it comes, I guess, from my heart. I had the most fantastic interview and it felt very natural to having an honest conversation. And that was something I really appreciated because it is such an important part in my life. We're a package team, my daughter and I guess. Okay.
So do you like international interviews more than the Canadian ones?
Oh, that's a great question. I like a successful interview. I think I felt very comfortable in this situation. So my supervisor here at the partner university in Germany, I've had a great rapport with him right off the bat. And that was something I really appreciated. I'm not sure that how honest I would be in every job interview. I think it would depend on the job.
What Megan taught us is that generally it may be important to watch what you say about your private life during job interviews, because your future career might depend on it. For Megan, there are some things she would not mention at home in Canada. However, she felt she could bring up her status as single mother and related questions regarding childcare in Germany. However, from this, she learned that it is important to know who your audience is. This way, you know the level of honesty that is appropriate for the situation. In our second category, Absolutely Prepared, we will listen to Yarub, a Jordanian exchange student who is about to do an internship with a German company as part of his study program. Yarub says his home university prepares students well about the German job application culture. He says the teachers get so specific that they talk about how the CVs are different in different countries and how Germans conduct handshakes and how weaknesses could be shown as positives in some countries. Well, let's find out how well Yarub was prepared for the German labor market.
Majoring in management sciences, I'm a Jordanian student and I have to do a mandatory exchange year in Germany, divided into an exchange study semester and an exchange internship semester. So yeah, the German-Jordanian system, which I study at, provides an orientation for interviews. You need to be prepared and you take actual courses to prepare how to write a CV, how to write a motivation letter, how to conduct an interview. And it's all graded and goes into the accumulative average. So the German-Jordanian student is supposed to be set for the interviews in Jordan and Germany. But now and then we're always updated about certain taboos, about certain things. From there to there, it's always different. You always get something new to learn.
Okay, so you were talking about like taboos.
Yes.
Can you just share with us like some of those taboos that they've like prepped you about and mm-hmm. how they're different from how you would be applying for like a job if you'd stayed mm-hmm. in Jordan?
Mm-hmm. So it was as detailed as to go to the handshake. The orientation week really concentrated on little things in the interview, such as handshakes and how do you sit down and how do you talk and when do you speak. And generally also your posture and how do you actually answer certain key questions when it comes to weaknesses and strengths. Those are very, the question is very strategic in a way. They explain how you can actually bring up always your positive side, and that's what Germans want. It's generally, even if they ask you for your weaknesses, you should show them as positive aspects, as assets actually to work on.
So if you were applying for like a job in Jordan, mm-hmm. how would it be different?
In Jordan, you call the HR, you call the company, and people very much use a lot cell phones and Facebook. So that's one of the main differences here in Germany, is that you never call. As soon as you apply, they told us, for example, one of the taboos, if you apply, you cannot call until you receive an email or something, or you're allowed to call. But you can only call before you apply to clarify something, before your application has been sent or submitted. So that's one thing that is very different in Jordan. You call up straightforward the company, anybody at the office, just turn up here with your CV or whatever.
what we learn from Yarup is that every culture has their own unique way of conducting interviews. He shows us how important it is to prepare students to get ready for job applications in different countries. In our last story, Absolutely Curious, we hear from Ashlyn, who was interviewed by Shelby. She's in her last semester at university and has started applying for internships. She describes to us what kind of questions the employers are allowed to ask in India.
The work internship. And coming to the interviews, it is mostly like there'll be more than 4 steps, usually in most of the interviews, and it's quite tough. And also, they have to be very fast and also emotionally intelligent, everything. And some companies even do robotic interviews. And finally, the personal interview. I've applied for more than 3 companies like that. For one of the companies, the application process took around 1 hour. Like, they ask some unnecessary questions. They'll also ask about family, and I don't think that is very much necessary for a job interview. Sometimes they even ask for religion, etc. Religion, caste, everything. And also they have some sections for the passport. Why I want to fill the passport for a job interview sometimes? And then the thing, another company which I applied was, it was so smooth. Everything was went through an application. They have their own application, and that was so smooth. I just really have to save everything on my mobile or laptop, whatever, and just have to upload the things as it is. I feel so satisfied attending that interview. So that's how my experience is.
So you've experienced yourself, like the interview process and like how it is in India. Are there any like taboos or things that you think are like different between like the India culture and then like the culture of Germany or some other country?
For some jobs, I've heard that they'll not be recruiting girls just because they can work in the night times, night shifts like that. They told that, okay, some jobs are not fit for you, or you just have to adjust your timings. Take the day timing, not the night timing. That's it.
Okay. And so what are your plans moving forward? Are there any like specific companies that you're looking to like work for or apply to? And have you already started thinking about like the interview process?
So as of now, there was campus placement from my campus, and I attended a few of them, about 3. And most of the toughest part was the aptitude test. I was very confident. I am very confident that I could get through the interview, but the aptitude test never allowed me to go to the second round. So 2 of the dream jobs, like one from IBM and one from IDP. IDP is a ILTS partner. So those were the one of very jackpot, something like that. So I was so sad when I was not, when I didn't get through the first round aptitude test.
Ashlyn realized that the application process, even within India, can be very diverse. So perhaps sometimes the company culture can be stronger than the country culture. What about you? Have you ever applied for a job or been an interviewee for a job interview? Or maybe you've even applied for a job in a different country? Feel free to share your story with us. Write us a comment or mail us. We could follow up and do an interview with you in one of our next shows. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this show and previous episodes. And you can leave comments too. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know we are also on iTunes and Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you on the 5th. Of August. Until then, prepare yourself well for job interviews and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Vollständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.